Thank you and good morning, and a happy 4th of July. As more events are set for today, the community has already experienced events during the 4th of July weekend as we continue to celebrate the founding of our country through the issuance of the Declaration of Independence. The 4th of July Jubilee is set to start at 10:30 this morning in the Arcata Plaza. The event has been held for 59 years, making it the longest-ran festival in Arcata, and it will include over 60 arts and craft booths, as well as kids zones. In Old Town Eureka, the 4th of July festival will begin at 10 a.m. as well. The event will span all the way to 2nd Street and will feature car shows as well as live music on two stages. Fortuna did things a little differently as they held 4th of July festivities on Sunday, including an event in Newburgh Park that was held on Sunday afternoon. Fortuna also set up the Avenue of Flags on Main Street, which was paid for by family and friends of serving military personnel and veterans. The California Highway Patrol will also remain in maximum enforcement until just before midnight tonight. Make sure to plan ahead if you plan on consuming alcohol and to use a designated driver. The District Attorney's Office has announced that Tay Salazar has been convicted of robbery by a Humboldt County jury stemming from an incident in February of last year. Salazar was identified as the suspect in a robbery at the Oric Market, and Salazar behaved in a manner that led the clerk to believe he was armed with a handgun. Salazar was also wearing a mask to conceal his identity, and the clerk turned over about $1,400 in cash before Salazar fled the scene on foot. Sheriff's deputies and Yurok Tribal Police were able to identify Salazar as the suspect, and he was arrested on February 17th and has remained in custody since. The 39-year-old Salazar faces up to 10 years in prison when he's sentenced at the end of the month, and the felony conviction is his second strike. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department continue the investigation into a deadly shooting last week that left a 19-year-old Eureka woman dead from gunshot wounds and resulted in the arrest of a Eureka man. Around 3 a.m., 20-year-old Max Robinson fired multiple shots from a high-powered semi-automatic rifle, striking 19-year-old Eureka woman Rihanna McKenzie in the torso. She was later pronounced dead at the hospital. As detectives investigated the scene on Thursday, an unrelated call for service led EPD to take in Robinson into custody, but further evidence actually linked him to the shooting. A search of his vehicle turned up the murder weapon, as well as a shotgun. Between 7 to 10 shots were fired during the shooting, according to law enforcement, and the motivation behind it may have stemmed from an ongoing dispute between Robinson and the male driver who transported McKenzie to the hospital. Robinson was booked into county jail for murder. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a single-story house fire on California Street around 7:30 on Friday morning. Fire crews arrived on scene and initially thought it was an exterior fire, but the blaze actually ignited in the kitchen area of the home. Crews were able to extinguish the blaze, which caused $50,000 worth of damage. Two people were found inside, and a man was treated for smoke inhalation, while a woman was treated for serious burn injuries at the hospital. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to our local forest lands and the impact that they have on the cities and towns along the northern coast of California, as well as the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. The North Coast region is known for its pleasant scenery with the backdrop of the large redwood trees, but the summertime is when those forest lands are more at risk because of the wildfires, such as the Pony Fire currently burning in the Klamath National Forest. With the wildfire season underway, forest officials and fire agencies are taking more steps this time around to limit the risk. The CAL FIRE Humboldt Del Norte unit enacted a burn permit suspension on Friday for outdoor residential burning. Last summer was one of the more devastating wildfire seasons on record in California, and while the rain from the winter and spring have helped this time around, extra steps are being taken to protect our forest lands, which have an impact on our communities. Ken Morgan has an update on drought conditions throughout California.
Snowpack runoff forecasts for California have dropped significantly. Experts say that water is being absorbed more quickly, making up for 4 years of drought conditions. California Department of Water Resources Interstate Resources Manager Janine Jones says we did see some wet weather this winter compared to the last several years. However, El Nino forecasts didn't do as much as anticipated. Jones says generally some areas of the state, like Northern California, got about average. However, there were many areas of the state, particularly in the southern part of California, where precipitation was 50 to 70% of average levels.
And that's the news on this 4th of July morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.